This week's reading, which is called Vayishlach, which means, and he sent, starts with the story of Yaakov sending emissaries to his brother Esav. After 20 years, and Esav was very angry at Yaakov for many reasons, they were going to meet each other again. And again, Yaakov sends a message to him, and he sends a present to him, etc. What was the message about? Yaakov says, I lived with Laban, and now I'm coming to you to find grace in your eyes, etc., etc. Now, when you look a little bit deeper into the Hebrew words of the message Yaakov sent to Esav, suddenly starts a question, raises up a question. What's the question? The message itself said, in Lavan garti, I lived with Lavan. And our sages say, look at the word garti, in Hebrew means to live. But the Torah could have used a different word, like a more common word. Why does the Torah use the word garti? Our sages bring a few explanations. One explanation is, I did not live with Lavan as a person that actually is part of the place, etc., etc. I was like a foreigner, like a ger. A ger means a foreigner, somebody that is not actually from the place where he was living in Haran, etc. Another explanation our sages offer actually is the word garti. When you add up the letters of the words in Hebrew, each letter has a value of a number value, a numeric value. When you add up the words, it comes up to 613. So Yaakov was telling his brother Esav, I lived with Laban and I kept the 613 commandments, etc. We're not going into the discussion over here, whether Yaakov was a Jew, he was not a Jew. To our generation, so to speak, the message would mean something like, I kept all the commandments that I'm supposed to be keeping. For Jews, 613. For non-Jews, 7 and the ramifications, etc. The point is that Yaakov was telling Esav, I kept all the commandments that God told me to do, etc., etc. The question is, what's that adding up to Esav? Like, Esav knew very well where Yaakov lived. He was in Haran, and he was for 20 years in Haran. He could have sent somebody to kill him, or whatever he wanted to do. So now that they're going to meet, Yaakov is telling him, oh, look, I never was part of Haran. You should know I was like a ger, I was like a foreigner. I didn't feel part of the place, and moreover, I kept all the commandments. What do I care? What does Esav care? And the idea is like this. When a person has the proper setup, so to speak, in his mind, what are the real priorities of life? Yaakov was in Haran. Haran was a terrible place. Our sages say that that place brought up the anger of God towards the whole world. Yaakov was in Haran, and he could have been swallowed up, so to speak, by the society, by what was going on in Haran, by living with his father-in-law, Laban. He was a terrible person, etc. He could have been influenced by that. However, Yaakov never felt part of the place. Yaakov never felt that he was really belonging to Haran. That itself, that not belonging to that place, by knowing that you're here for something else, don't get swallowed up by, so to speak, by society, by materiality, etc., by ordinary things. No, you should know that your real place is above, so to speak, with God. When you really know this gives you the strength in order to fulfill all the commandments you're supposed to fulfill. There's the story by the Maggid of Mezrich. The Maggid of Mezrich was the second Hasidic rabbi, so to speak, leader. And there's a story that was a very rich person that came to the Maggid of Mezrich, and the Maggid lived in a very, very simple place with very simple furniture, etc. So this rich person told the Maggid, look, I have money, let me buy you some furniture, let me buy you some really nice things, you know, so you can be a nice leader. And the Maggid told him something like that, look, you travel a lot because you're a businessman and you have to go from one place to another place, etc. When you travel, do you take all your home with you? So the guy answered, no, of course, I have just to take a small bag with my things and with my necessary things, and that's it. And at home, I have everything that I need, etc., etc., my furniture and my stuff, etc. So the Maggid told him the following idea. Look, in life, we are actually traveling. It's a constant trip. This is not our destination. Our destination is to be with God, together with Him. And together with God, its spirituality has nothing to do with materiality. So right now, I live very simply, so to speak, no furniture, no this, no that, because I'm like traveling through this life. In my home above, so to speak, in spiritual worlds or whatever, I have all my furniture, I have everything over there. That's my home. Over here, it's just temporary. Same thing with Yaakov. Yaakov was very conscious. He was a ger. He was like a foreigner in Haran. And that allowed him not to be swallowed up by the society, by his terrible father-in-law, etc., Laban. And that allowed him to fulfill all the commandments that God requested from him. And that allowed him to deal with Esau, with his brother. That's why he was sending this message to him. And it was an important message. Look, even in Haran, even with my father-in-law, I was not influenced by him. Now I can meet with you and deal with you and actually try to help you to become a better person, to actually improve and grow in life. We have to know what the priorities are. Material world is not the main thing. The spiritual world, that's our real objective in life.